fat.
Would you stop?
No.
Whatever careful. You like.
Be careful.
Doubles.
I got that on camera. I can do whatever what?
You like T.I. says.
Who's that?
Isn't he a singer?
Like Merle Haggard?
Just get out of here. What are you doing?
I was trying to imitate you.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about what?
Good evening.
Hi, Elvie.
Hi, Elvie.
We're going to talk about what?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Okay, we're going to talk about what? Stick to the matter at hand, young lady.
Hi, Michael. I wasn't sure what you decided because we had
we're going to talk about it's cool to be multiracial.
Oh, it's cool.
It is.
I think it's cool. But again,
we're biased. We have to say that.
We don't know anything else.
We have to say that. Okay, let's explain what multiracial is for those who don't know. It's exactly what it sounds like, right? Having more than one race.
But isn't that, that's the majority of, let me not get ahead of myself.
We don't know.
I'm saying.
We don't have the stats.
Well, it takes a man and a woman to create a baby, right? So usually, most people are not having, they're not procreating with their sister or their brother. So they're coming with a mixture of daddy and mommy.
Oh, I was like, I hope you're going somewhere with this, because.
No, but.
I was getting concerned, but I get
it's
it.
The
yeah,
same
yeah, yeah.
Skin tone, or mm-hmm. whether it's the same whatever, but they're from different places, right? It's a mix. So somebody, like two black people, can obviously have a child, but they're coming from two completely different parts of the world, that would be considered a mix. So everybody's mixed. Let's just put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In some form, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so, I don't know, I wrote an article, a blog, and it was just because, all my life anyways, it's sort of been a consistent messaging on people assuming that I'm half white and half black. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I am opting on being nice right now.
Just go ahead. When do we ever edit? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say...
Why are you censoring yourself?
I'm not censoring. I understand the struggle.
Like what? Of what?
Well, your struggle, people thinking that you're half black, half white, when you're really not. But it's because you're so light. And I was going to say, because, you're kind of like, we're losing you with the shirt that you're wearing. But,
she doesn't know what she's talking about.
It's a little different.
That's the 10-year gap talking.
Problem here is, I shouldn't say problem, it's not a problem. She's actually not black, half black and half white.
Really?
I'm just verifying this.
Yeah, I'm not.
Whereas with me, I am.
Like no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh my God.
My father is white. My mother is black.
Your mother is mixed.
Okay, but Karen, everybody on the planet is mixed. We just established that.
Right, but then you're not even representing that you're not biracial.
And here you go. Okay, so you tell me what I am.
I don't know. You have to go on Ancestry.com.
Oh, so you don't know, but you just know that I'm not.
But I know that your mom is not completely black.
Neither is yours.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right.
And neither is your dad.
Correct.
Okay.
Affirmative.
So point being?
That you are not, if in the grand scheme of things, people will automatically assume you are biracial, but you're multiracial, which gets back to the article.
Yeah, which gets back to, I think that's everybody walking on the planet.
Right, but I'm just, the article is just to say that the assumption that you're two races, and predominantly black or white. That's the assumption when it's not necessarily true. And that's why I wrote the article, because especially in Trinidad, I'm just speaking of what I know, that there's so much diversity there, and there's so much inter, like, they can't even tell what people are there at this point, because there's indigenous people that, you know, the so Caribs kind of like and Arawak.
I mean, Canada's even more, because think about the amount of...
Yeah, people, different... yeah, but the native, the Aboriginal Indian, they were the first, right? But I mean, and people immigrated here. Whereas in Trinidad, I guess same type of thing. However, it's so mixed there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So like...
So let's... Because I don't want to get into this, like, you know, two doses of this and three quarters of that and one half of this and like...
Well, they did that in the States. Remember the... There's octoroons, like, you know, like, it's...
So what is the struggle, what is your struggle that you are, what's your meat and potatoes, what's your bring it home?
Well, my thing is that, the reason why is that you don't really, you know, I never really fit in anywhere until I, you know, moved back to Trinidad, like, we moved there, and then it was like, it all made sense, because there were a lot of people that looked like me, and nobody cared. Like, I find... Here, it's just very specific. Where are you from? And that people have to make sense of you. Whereas when I lived there, nobody had to make sense
of me. Or nobody really cared.
Yeah, nobody cared. I just was like, oh, you're Karen. I was finally just me. And then when you're here, it's like, where are you from? No, where are you really from? Where's your parents from? Like, it's like, I have to know because it's not computing.
Well, because you do look exotic. I mean, anybody who looks... multiracial, let's use that word since this is what you kind of, mm-hmm. you know, you started with that. They look exotic because obviously it's not just a, I don't know how to word this without offending.
How? No, just speak.
You know, sometimes people will say the more you mix, the more exotic somebody will look because, it, you know, if a person is, or if there's a bunch of people that say a bunch of white people, okay? You'll get people that will argue to say, oh, well, they just kind of all look the same. Or if you get a bunch of black people that are the same tone or, you know, in one area or whatever, you'll get people that will argue, well, they look the same. Same thing with Asian, same thing with whatever class or race of people. So when you actually mix different cultures and different races, then the argument is presented that they look more exotic or they look... There's something different to them, or, you know, you can obviously see the difference. Like, their hair is different, their features are different. It's mixed up. So people are very, you know, inquisitive, or they're very curious to find out, well, tell me about that, or talk me through that. Where are your parents from? Where are your grandparents from? Type of thing. That's where I know my experience is. Like, a lot of people can't pinpoint when they first see me what my mix is, because they're just like, I know you're mixed, and see it all mixed up. What is that? Like, where are your parents from? Where are your grandparents from? Type of thing. Whereas I think if you find somebody that is full black or full white or full Asian, there's not much to really ask. It's like, it's pretty obvious where you're from, or it's pretty obvious what you are, type of thing. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. I guess the reason why I wrote that article was that it just gets, you know, you're not black enough. You're not white enough. You're not, you know?
Oh, I know. Oh,
you don't. I we know. Allegedly do not have an opinion because we don't fit anywhere.
And I think that's the beauty of it too. We don't fit in a box. I love that. I don't want to be in a box. I don't want to ever have to be that type of, you know, that type of it. Be in that position where, you know, it's black, white. I like. Checking well, the other box.
Okay, like even with Tiger Woods, he got a lot of flack because, you know, he's multiracial. Or is he biracial?
No.
His mom is Indonesian, I think, and his father's black.
And he married a...
That's irrelevant. White
girl. I thought that's what you're trying
no,
to talk about.
No, I was
about.
Trying to say that he was one that blatantly said that, you know, I don't want to just say I'm black because he's denouncing his mom's
okay,
culture.
Okay, no problem, but he's black.
Oh, God.
Like, at when two... you look at Tiger Woods, you're not thinking, oh, I wonder what he is. He looks like a black man.
This is the whole thing
okay,
we're talking about.
Okay, but I mean, we would be doing that with every single person
okay,
walking
then,
on the planet, Karen.
Right,
like,
but then it's not... Okay, Exactly. Let's bring up Tiger Woods. Why should he denounce? Just because he looks. Why are you sighing?
Because we're just going to.
So, okay, so are we. No, but are we going to. Is that. So then you're agreeing. So just because he looks black, he should denounce his mom.
It's not that he looks black. He is black.
Oh, boy.
He is black.
He's biracial. He's blatantly biracial.
And so am I.
No, you're not.
According to you.
According to me.
According to me. I am, and I
according
identify.
To the truth, she's not. You are multiracial.
So is everybody on the planet, Karen. Like, what's your point?
My point is, his father is black, his mother is Indonesian.
Okay.
So he's just black.
No, but I mean that's what he's gonna identify as because
no,
you're
he no, he blatantly said he doesn't identify as that.
What does he identify as?
He identifies that his mother is this and his father is
good
that.
Good for him. Congratulations. Right. That's awesome.
But then you're basically, you said you don't want to be put in a box, but you're putting him in a box. He doesn't want to be put in a box either. Oh my God. Because okay. that was his whole point.
Well, to me, Tiger Woods is a black man. Whatever else that is mixed into his nationality, I'm not trying to disrespect it
like
or
his
demean
mother?
It. I don't care where his mother, sister, auntie, niece, dog, cat. I don't care. I just know when I'm watching him play golf.
But then, okay, so then you're going back on what you originally said.
Which is what?
Because you're saying, so, which is my point, very beginning point was people just look at you and just assume. So people look at me, assume I'm half white and half black.
Yeah, because you're very light. I'm keeping it real. It's not to be anything. You don't have to look at me like that. I'm telling you why. You look like you're half. You don't look like a full, like a dark-skinned black woman. You look like you're mixed definitely with something. So that's, of course, a fair assumption why people would put you in that category. Until you classify or you correct and say, actually, I'm multiracial. And then you pull up your blog.
No.
Pull up your blog and be like, here, read this. And you have every detail of when you were born, what time, how big you were.
I didn't.
How,
that
no,
wasn't
no,
even
no,
in
it. No, I know you deleted that. You
no,
omitted it. I know
no,
it was the original
was no,
copy.
It was pointless. It was pointless to the conversation. It was pointless. I was just trying to prove a point of that I just never felt like I fit in until I moved to Trinidad. And it all made sense to
Do
me.
Do you feel like you fit in now?
No.
Why?
Because I'm back to where I'm back to the regular schedule program. Back to explaining, no, none of my parents is white and none of my parents are black. Like, they're not full anything. Sorry.
So if somebody were to come up to you and say, well, okay, talk to me, like, where are you from or what is your nationality? In a Cole's Notes version, how would you respond to that?
I'll say that I'm from Trinidad. That should wrap it up. Because typically when you say you're from Trinidad, people don't go further. They kind of go, okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so then if that works for you, mm-hmm. power to the people. Good for you. Go with that. Mm-hmm. But somebody like myself who can't get away with that, like I was born right down the street. Mm-hmm. So if somebody's asking me, I can say, well, I'm from Brampton. I'm from Canadian.
Why did you do that accent?
Because it's ridiculous when you think about, you know, it's really unique to the person.
Hi, Leah.
I don't care what anybody else thinks. I really don't care if black people think I'm not black enough, if white people think that I'm
okay,
not white
let's
enough.
Go.
I could
wait,
give it
wait.
Two poos.
Let's
and
rewind.
I said poos because I didn't want
did
to censor.
Say, yeah. Let's rewind. When you say you don't care.
I don't.
Okay, so when that person or whatever, when you were in that black group, and they said you don't have an opinion because you're not black enough.
Or I don't understand. I don't.
You don't understand.
I don't understand the struggle that black women have.
What was your response? Because I need to know.
Oh,
I know you told
I
me.
I don't argue ignorance. I don't feel as though I need to do that. The person who's talking bravely behind a keyboard has no idea who I am. My struggle, my journey, my story, my history, my experience. I'm not going to sit there for half an hour, an hour, get my blood pressure all up, feeling like I have to prove something to somebody I don't even know. I could give, when I say, like, I don't business. Okay? I know who I am. I'm comfortable with who I am. Maybe it took a little while as I was growing up to figure that out because of my mixture. Like, again, you know, the struggle is real sometimes for...
Well, talk about that.
For black and for white. I identify, obviously, more with my black side because I have black skin. So, like, I remember, you know...
You have what skin?
Well, I don't have white skin.
But you have black skin.
So I don't?
I don't know.
Because this is what I get from the black community. Like, I'm not black enough. Or,
hey, I'm on your side,
you
know, buddy.
Are you? Because yeah. You're making those same jokes that black women do. That's exactly what black women do.
Because I'm explaining what we go through. You think I haven't heard that?
Anyhow, but again, it doesn't bother me because why would I let it? Like, I know growing up it was like, you know, we would talk about, there's always that stereotype that I had it easier. Or that I'm so lucky because I'm light skinned. Or, you know, the black girls would look at me and be like, you don't understand what we have to go through. The guy, you get more attention from guys because you're light. You have an easier time growing your hair because you're light. You have that nice skin that, you know, that we want because you're light. And it's all this stereotype, this stuff that's so... It's so wrong on so many levels. But in any case, you know, it takes experience and it takes growing up and it takes learning who you are and accepting who you are to really be comfortable regardless of what tones, shade, like anything. It has nothing to do with that for me. I know that, you know, with this shade and with this tone, I still had my own struggles and my own situations growing up as a black woman, whether I'm dark as the Ace of Spades or I'm light as her shirt, it's still the same type of thing. And you know, I'll be honest with you, it's our community that gives more negative feedback than the actual white community. I feel as though with my experience, you know, again, and I'm only speaking personally because that's all I can do, black women, when I was growing up, and even from time to time now, will try to check me as if like, you know, oh, you don't understand the struggle because... you're pretty, or you're light, or you can grow hair, or all this nonsense where it's like, you know, you have no idea how we have our own stuff in this box that we've been put into. You're not black enough for black people. You're not white enough for white people. People be calling you different kinds of names, and, you know, you're getting cast out because of this and that.
Don't have an opinion.
I don't. It doesn't bother me anymore because, like I was telling you, you know, I made the statement before that I'm comfortable in my skin. So if I wasn't, I can see how it can be very confusing. And let's keep it all the way real. The way that the world is working now, everybody's in a mix in terms of a relationship. They're procreating. So it's not going to be uncommon to see 10, 20 years from now that, like, the majority is going to be mixed. Like, everybody in our society is going to be looking kind of the same.
My niece and nephew do not have a dominant race.
Well, that's to be argued, but if there's any pigment in their skin, or if they're mixed with black, they, unfortunately, maybe to them, if that's not how they want to identify, they will be looked upon as black.
They don't even look black, so that's not how they would be looked at, because they just don't. So, no.
Well, they don't look white.
No, but they look Asian, and they're not full Asian.
In any case, so that's my experience. I feel as though it really does not matter skin tone, what race, what... all of it's just nonsense at the end of the day. I just feel like we waste so much time on foolishness, like... It is what it is. You are who you are. You know, embrace it, grasp it, learn about it, rock it. Like, when people ask me what I am, I'm like, I'm half black and I'm half white. I'm not going to go into my grandparents, my great-grandparents, my native side, my Aboriginal tree. No one has that kind of time. I just break it down real simple. My dad was white. My mother's black. Were they mixed? Yes, they were. But again, I'm not going into the family tree. So when people ask me what I identify, I say both. Like, if you look at my dad's side, my grandmother and all of his siblings, they're all white. You look at my mom's side, my grandmother, all her siblings, they're all black. It's as simple as that. I had the best of both worlds, and that's how I feel. I don't feel like I'm confused or, you know, it sucks this or it sucks that. No. It's like I had so much experience and so much culture growing up and being exposed to so many different things because of the amount of, you know, differences that both sides presented. I feel like I had the best of both worlds. Like, seriously, I really do. I'm one of those people that feel blessed to be able to have all of that. Mm-hmm. It's not like I wish that, you know, I was full black or I wish I was full white. Mm-mm. I don't really share in your feeling of not knowing how to, would you say not belonging?
I said at the beginning when I was growing up, because remember, it was a different time than you.
Yeah, she's ancient.
Call what you want. And, you know, there were nobody that looked like my brother or myself. Mm-hmm. And so it was just, we were it was noticeably
the outcast.
Yeah. And not that like it affected anything. It wasn't like, you know, we had a lot of friends, I knew we were different. We were different. And I said it was only until we moved to Windsor and you know, we became close with the Armour family, and they're like, oh my gosh, they look just like us. So like there are other people. Mm. And then of course, like actually moving to Trinidad at like when I was 9, it just was like, oh, this feels,
is where I belong.
Yeah. Found my peeps, my Trinidadian peeps. And like I blended.
Yeah.
And it was like such a great feeling.
Yeah.
Of just being like everybody else.
Yeah. Not centered out, like something was different.
Yeah.
And I understand what you mean by that, because, you know, as you know, I grew up in the ballet world. So in my generation, 10 years after you, it was still very, very much dominant with the white culture,
in ballet especially.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I understand what, like, full on 100% when it came down to feeling, you know, like, and not the outcast, but just very different.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't feel inferior. I didn't feel like someone was superior. I just felt different. Mm-hmm. Like, one of these things is not like the other. It's time to play this game.
Yes.
Right. That's what I felt. So, like, you know, I didn't have a complex. I didn't, you know, of course, everywhere I went, you know, even Jeff too, like, we had lots of friends. Hi, Tammy. We did everything that everyone else was doing. So, you know, whatever, you know, Jeff played hockey, like, you know, I did figure skating. So we kind of like blended in, except we didn't blend in. So like in figure skating, yeah, you think I was probably the only person that looked like myself in there.
How long did you figure skate for?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just asking.
While I was here.
What does that mean? How long did you figure skate for?
Till I was 9.
When did you start?
When I was maybe 6. Mm. 3 years. I have like all my badges. I don't know why
she's getting defensive. I'm just asking.
Don't hate. Why? You can't see me figure skating?
Did you just ask me don't
hate? Yeah, like what do you mean? Why are you all looking at my figure skating? You can't picture it?
I said nothing outside of
how... You said, when did you figure skate?
Because you've never mentioned it. You've never mentioned it like that, where I thought, wow.
Brownies, gymnastics, girl guides, figure skating, ballet, jazz, tap. Did it all.
So you're a Jill of all trades.
That's right.
Master of...
Zero. I'll be honest, I'm keeping it real.
Well, that's good. At least you...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, Jeff was in hockey. Like, we did all of those things. It's just that we were different. We looked different.
I feel you on that one.
Because back in that day, the 70s,
You know, and I'm a 79 baby, so I just made the cut. Like, I made it.
You barely made the cut.
Okay, easy. I made the cut.
You're in June, so you barely.
See, this is what it is. So I barely make the cut. I'm barely black. I'm barely white. I'm barely anything.
I didn't say that.
You kind of did before. Yeah, kind of did before.
What?
In any case, not worrying about it. You know, going through.
Since we can identify as anything, why we? This is even the best thing. See, now, like, I can identify as something else if I don't want to. If I don't want to identify as a female, I could just. No, but that's the world we live in.
Stop it now.
I can identify as whatever I want.
Stop it right now.
I identify as.
Stop it immediately. Do not say another word.
Multiracial.
Lord have mercy.
I said it. I'm going to say it again. Multiracial. That's what I identify as. I'm not denouncing any of my races. I'm embracing them all. Bring them all on.
You go, girl. You go.
I am. I'm going to find out what they are.
I don't know what they are.
I'm not sure.
But what I do.
I'm not 100% sure. But what I do.
You're a mess.
It's like a maraca. Like, it's all shaken up.
Shake it like a salt shaker.
That's why I look like this.
Whoa.
Could you stop it? Because it's like my parents went, and then ta-da.
No. Yeah. No. What your mom did was, let me go make there's a stamp.
She was like Xerox. She worked for Xerox. Went, whoosh.
If you guys have never seen her
and then
mom,
I got like my dad's mixture of hair up there.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
It's true.
But
it's unruly.
No, you're very much your mother's clone.
Well, I'm sure people have seen pictures of my mom. I look very much like her.
A little bit.
She made a mini me. A mini her. That's why you can't insult me, because then you're insulting your aunt.
She knows. I can insult you any which way.
No, you can't.
My aunt knows.
Have respect.
Oh my god.
10 years.
Okay, this is going way south right now.
Okay, so yeah, basically getting back to that, you know, and I'm glad that you did bring it up, because yes, the black community is harsher.
Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you. I wish I knew.
Or do you go through the same thing with black women?
Absolutely.
What?
I said it in my article. It's like, you know, you have good hair, you know, we had this conversation about, in Trinidad, if it's a racist society, and I said, I don't particularly think it's a racist society. Mind you, I haven't lived there in a long time, but I think it's a classist society, absolutely. I think, you know, if you have money,
that's everywhere.
It doesn't matter what
race.
That's
everywhere.
But that's my whole point. I don't. And then, of course, I was dismissed by, well, you don't know because you're like. You're mixed. You don't know.
Yeah, you've had that easy life.
Yeah, I had it so easy. You know.
I mean, it's not to undermine people that really do go through that struggle because of the tone of the color of their skin. I don't want to ever ignore.
Yeah.
Some women really do. Some darker skin women really do go through discrimination at work, in the workforce, or, you know, out in public or whatever, for those reasons. So I don't want to undermine that. And I think more awareness should be brought to that as well, especially to white women who don't think that the struggle is actually real. That needs to be addressed, because there are many, you know, and I can't sit here and expect them to, or expect anybody to understand a situation that they've never been in. You can't possibly understand another woman's plight if you've never walked in her shoes or never have those experiences, right?
Okay, let's coin that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I can, but at least I'm not ignorant, and I would never say to somebody who has darker skin than me that you don't go through anything. I would never say that.
Right.
But yet they feel that they can say that to me. Like, they haven't walked in my shoes.
Right.
But they just know that I've had it easy, and I have nothing to complain about, and, you know. And, you know, the reality is when somebody's doing that, they're really discrediting my parents. Like, I take it really personal, because my parents made me, you know. I look this way because of my parents. So when you're just discrediting me, it's like, what? So you're angry with them because I'm here and you're not understanding what I'm going through. And I don't have to say, I'm not saying that I go through and I'm persecuted. That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This isn't what this is about. This is the fact that the same way I would never, ever discredit what anyone's going through. I don't care who, black, white, you know, South Asian, you know, I would never say, oh, you didn't go through that. Or like, you have it easy. Like, I don't understand why it's a competition. So if I'm saying that this is how I feel, but the worst part of it is I feel it from my allegedly own community. Like if you're saying that no matter if you have even a little bit of black in you, you're black, if that's what you're going at, well, you guys are shunning me. My own community is shunning me. Like I don't belong to, you're not allowing me to be in your community. Unless, and here's the clincher, and I'm going to probably upset a lot of people, unless I become famous.
Well, that's a given. I mean, you're going to
then
have, you become famous,
suddenly
you'll have aunties, uncles, cousins that you didn't even know about. Oh, trust me, man. Like, and speaking from being the black sheep of the family, because pun intended. Yeah. You know, well, we could be here for hours. Yeah. It's amazing to me. People will show their true colors in the craziest times, in the worst moments, to me, it boils down to, and my dad always used to say this, I would much rather know.
Yeah, in my face.
In my face. Tell me, if you're big and bad and you don't like me and you have a problem with me or for whatever reason you just don't vibe with me or, you know, cool. Because chances are, I'm probably feeling the same way about you. But the difference between those closet people that will do it behind my back or, you know, that...
Are you talking about racist people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, they'll pretend that they like you or they'll pretend to say all these things in your face, but then you turn around and find out that on the street this has been said or that's been said or through family and this and that.
And what, like, what do you consider racist? Like, what have you heard? What's the worst thing you've heard?
Well, remember, I'm coming from a different background than you. Because mm-hmm. my father is white, my mother's black. So even just with that, back in those mm-hmm. days, they had, as you know, issues on both sides of the family, right?
Okay.
So if we're keeping it really real, you know, my parents were together for a really long time before my dad passed. And back in those days, I remember my mom and my dad telling me certain things that happened within the family on both sides when they became a couple. You know, let's, without getting into anything all deep and, you know, whatever. It was very taboo back in those days, interracial dating and marriage. So they received a lot of backlash from both sides of the family, from certain members. And it wasn't easy. And, you know, again, like you said, your parents made you. My parents made me. We didn't have a choice in the matter. We're just here. And fortunately, I'm really proud of both sides. Like, I love talking about my father being from Newfoundland, and I love talking about the fact that my mother's from Trinidad, and I love the diversity that I was blessed to, you know, really experience growing up with such different cultures on both sides. But, you know, it's amazing to me when I think about the experience growing up that way. It was really my dad that was pumping and preparing me for the world out there about, you know, being a woman, being B, a black woman, and being C, you know, going through all of these different different opinions and different digs that certain family members would give just because of our ethnicity, just because of my parents' union. My dad was the first one to really open my eyes to specific people within our own tribe that would show, you know, negativity or that would distance themselves or say certain things or, you know, family stuff would come up just because of that. And I even find it to this day, like, it amazes me that, you know, being in this position now and being older, you can really, you know, learn from experiences and you can look back and you can obviously deal with things differently than you would, let's say, when you're 20, 25, 30. Like, each year, you know, you grow and your experiences teach you. So I'm not going to deal with things the same way that I would deal with them back when I was 20. Obviously, you know, things change. It's just, it's interesting now that I can sit back and really see through the transparency of people, you know?
Like racist people.
Racist people, yeah.
Yeah.
Like people that will show up and you think are your family or think that, you know, are your friends. And you turn around and certain things will happen in life and you're like, wow.
Or people like, will say the derogatory words.
Yes, yes. So it's interesting. And
they're closet racist.
Those are the worst. Like, show me who you are. I can deal with that. And we don't have to like each other. It's okay, girl. We don't need to like each other. But, you know, the worst is the cowards, the hypocrites that will talk so much crap behind your back and say certain things to this person and that person, whatever, and then not have enough balls to really say it to your face. So, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. This topic is interesting because, again, like, it's so leveled and layered.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel as though, you know, comparing both sides, I would say it's pretty neutral for me in terms of the negativity. If I were to try and really center out certain things that have happened, I do relate to you when it comes to, you know, our community kind of shutting in certain things like the good hair and the good skin and the light skin and this is whatever. But, you know, there have been moments in the white community where, you know, you're not accepted because you're black. You're not white. You're not one of us. You're black, you know, like, and that's known. That's felt. That's like, you're not black enough over here, but you're not white enough over here. It's definitely felt. Again, do I care? Not one bit, but I could see why it's tough for youngsters that are in our type of, you know, situation. It could be tough. It could be confusing for them. Like our children, you know, or their children or whoever it is that's mixing and having, you know,
multiracial.
Yeah. So I can see why it can become confusing for
generations. I'm just not going to denounce the, like I told you, when I find out what it is, I'm not denouncing them.
I don't know what it is.
I'm not 100% sure. I know there's more than one. There's more than two. So there's a multitude.
So when somebody asks you, you just say, I'm from Trinidad.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
And if
I'll
they
say, like, well, because it's too complicated. It's too complicated. There's too much going on.
You don't have that kind of time.
It's not. It's like a, I have to, like, it's a spreadsheet. So, like, I don't know. Like, both my parents are mixed. So you call me whatever you want. But I'm not denouncing. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not fitting in your box because you think, okay, well, I have black in me, so I have to be just black. Because then I'm denouncing other races that I have mixed inside.
You know, I find white people to do that a lot. They
what?
Will not denounce, like, as obvious or as apparent as it is that they're white. You'll ask a white person, you know, where...
I'm Irish.
Yeah,
I'm
half Irish, I'm half Scottish.
Exactly, I'm
half,
German,
you know?
And this. Like, so why are we doing it? And then it's just, like, it's okay, and that's acceptable, because that's just what we know. But, you know, it starts even, and of course, you know, again, I'm not denouncing anybody's plight on this. I'm speaking for myself and what I've been through, and I'm sure you're speaking for what... I'm not speaking on a whole. I'm not a collective. You know, I'm sure everyone has their own thing. I just know that we, I guess, if we're going to talk about black people, since, you know, if we're just saying that's what I am because I have black in me, we are not, we do not do what white people do, right?
What does that mean?
Meaning we don't say what, oh, I have this and I have this and this and this. Even if you do. Like, you'll just go, well, I'm black.
Is that your phone? Is that your, oh, I was going to say, because I don't know where that sound is
like,
coming from.
Hi, Nikki.
I don't know if that's because... I don't know if it's because there's so many layers that maybe people feel like there's not enough time to really get into the details.
No, I just think that's what, it, like I told you, my dad used to say that. He used to say we're black.
Mm.
Like, when we lived here, I told you, it only made sense when I moved there, because this is, we were raised that way. We were raised, you're black. And my dad would say, it's even worse because you're a woman. Mm-hmm. You have two strikes against you.
Yes.
This is how I was raised. He goes, like, you know, and my dad, what, he's lighter than me. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like both my parents are obviously light. So, you know, it's, but that's how I was raised.
And rightfully so, because as a parent or as parents to, you know, a child of color, you have to prepare them for this world, this society. So
and
I
he's
understand.
Like, and then he said, he goes, you know, like, so you have to work doubly hard, get your education, because, you know, you have two strikes against. It's going to be hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I was raised. So, you know, like, imagine, but imagine, like, you're 7 and hearing this. Like, you're prepared, like, so that's me against the world now, at 7.
I'm ready. Bring it on!
Gotta excel at school, because it's over for me. Like, it's not looking good, right? And then, of course, you look around and there's not many people like you.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I'm talking about 77, 78, 79.
No, even up into the 80s, Karen.
I wasn't here. Yeah, and then I told you, when I got back here in 85, it wasn't like it was like super diverse. It was better,
mm-hmm.
much better, but it wasn't like, you know, I'm sure people just assumed I was half white and half black because I didn't make sense. Right?
Yeah, you didn't look like the
yeah, you're, stamp. Yeah, you weren't
of,
the cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Right? And no matter what, if you say, oh, I'm from Trinidad. Hey, Mon. No, oh, not Jamaica. Oh. Not Cool Runnings. Stop it. Like, no. Like, a little further south. Like, way south. We're the last island. Trinidad is the last island. It's right next to Venezuela.
God.
I don't know why people think Jamaica's here and Trinidad is right here. Like, attached. Two different places.
Well, for a long time, you know, when, especially when you're a young kid, a lot of people just associate, like, every black person's from Jamaica until they actually understand that.
Or the best is when you tell people, like, in Trinidad, there's all kinds of people, because they just... People,
everywhere, not
yeah.
just Trinidad.
No, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. I'm speaking out of, you know, experience, but people are like, right... Like, I remember Jeff, my brother, he went to Ridley College. It's a boarding school in St. Catharines. And he would, because my brother's like that, he would tell people, because he used to write me, and he's like, Karen, these people, like, they don't even know where Trinidad is. So he'd say, like, yeah, we swing from trees. Like, he'd make it, like, a whole big thing. And he said, we were rich because we lived in two buses. But it's just because people just don't, like, they're, like, very tunnel vision. I only
don't
know
you this. Don't know, right?
And that was, again, in everyone's defense before the internet, before we became closer with technology. So.
Before Google was Google.
Right. But it's just, it's sad that even, well, I'm saying, well, that was the whole article. Like, finally, multiracial is a thing now, and people are accepting that. You don't have to denounce, like, even Beyonce is not, she's not just half white, half black. She says she's Native Indian. Like,
well, yeah, but she's not half white. Her mom is mixed and black, and her dad is mixed black.
But she's multiracial.
Right. But I'm just saying, there's no one parent's white, one parent's black.
It's just in.
Oh, my God.
Same thing. Same. Hashtag same.
Yeah, I don't fall into that box.
No, you're like Vin Diesel.
Wow.
He's half black and half Italian. So you're over there.
Gotta hit him up.
Yeah.
What up, like, bro?
You're part of my box.
What is it that you're checking again?
What other. Are you doing? What? Yeah, exactly. Other. We're
Please
the
specify.
Others. The others. Remember that movie? The others. Yeah, we're the others. But I'm like, my advocacy is I want a mixed box, mixed
That's
race
what other
box.
Is.
I don't want other. I don't like that word. I want mixed race box or multiracial box. Do you hear that, government?
How about just take the damn boxes off of these documents?
Well, they're gonna soon. You're not gonna be able to discriminate according to National Geographic, there's gonna be that race will be so convoluted.
That race.
All that stuff. So, good luck with that.
Wow.
What did Bob Marley say? Until.
Don't worry.
No, that's not where I was going with that.
Because every little thing, it's gonna be alright.
That's not where I was going with that. He said what? Until the color of a man's.
No, that's not Luther King.
That is not. It's Bob Marley.
That would be Martin Luther King.
Say that.
Finish the quote.
Until we don't discriminate, like something about the color of man's skin is as irrelevant as the color of a man's eyes. We will not have peace.
That's Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay, we're gonna say bet, and I bet you you're wrong. Martin Luther King. He was like free at last, free at last.
So. I will win this bet, and then she will have to come on next week and apologize to me because that's just what it is.
That's not happening, but okay.
Can you admit when you're wrong?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's research it.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, so easy.
I'll Linus. Research it.
You're pretty confident in your wrongness, but that's
okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm cool. Should I pull up the quote right now?
I know it's Bob Marley.
And I know it's Martin Luther King Jr.
All right. Well, let's just whip it out, Wikipedia.
All right. So should we do this while we're still live?
And Wikipedia's not a reliable source, by the way.
Why? Because they're going to say that you're wrong?
I'm not sure. But I'm telling
but
you.
But if they say you're right, then all of a sudden they'll
no, because Wikipedia's not a reliable source.
Until the content. I'm trying to think of the actual
just
quote.
Put Bob Marley quotes.
Until the content.
Color of a man's eyes.
Don't yell at me.
Not content.
Don't yell
color.
At me.
Color of a man's eyes. Just
wow,
put that in.
Wow, wrong and strong. It's okay. I love
oh
the
my
confidence.
God. Please be right. Please be right. Don't hide.
Images. Hold on. Until. Oh, Selassie. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Hold on.
There's Bob.
The greatness of a man is not in how much wealth he acquires.
No, no, no.
But in his integrity and his ability to affect the knowledge of the one. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes is a war.
Bob Marley.
I am wrong.
That's not right. That is not a good apology.
I am so sorry. I apologize. Now, I'm going to look up Martin Luther King.
He was something else.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of what his quote was and watch it be like almost identical Martin Luther King.
Yeah, sure.
I apologize.
Okay. Apology accepted.
Oh my God.
Don't ever.
If you point your finger in my face.
No, this is what I'm doing.
This is not going to end well. Facebook Live.
Ever.
Hi, Gordon.
Bob Marley. Don't ever.
Don't ever what?
I know his tunes.
As do I.
Clearly not. You didn't know that one.
Oh my God.
That's an actual song.
Oh, here it is. This is the one that Martin Luther King said. I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That's the one that I was mixing up. So.
Okay.
My bad.
Similar.
It's similar. That's why
similar.
I thought it
but
was.
Yes, we all agree with all of that stuff, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Are we
thanks.
Good?
Yep. We've over-talked this, and I'm good.
Oh. We just starting, girl.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
What's going to
be become,
good?
It's become a thing now, so it's actually, it's hip to be multiracial now, so.
Oh, we're hip?
Well, because now Angelina Jolie is multiracial.
All of a sudden.
She's Native Indian and something. Like, she broke down, like you said, like, white people will break down.
The breakdown.
Right. The break it down. So she did. And it's just a thing now. Mm-hmm. Cameron Diaz, she's half Cuban.
Diaz. Bob Marley, Martin Luther King.
Tomato.
See? You guys be well. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching.